بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد بن عبد الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآنه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون All praise and thanks be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him, Azza wa Jal, the Lord of all worlds, the Exalted, to shower His choicest of blessings and salutations upon the final messenger, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, first and foremost, I remind myself, I enjoin upon myself, and then all of you all present here, to adopt a life of taqwa. And that is to be conscious, that is to strive to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of our Maker, during every single second of our lives, if we wish to attain victory, if we wish to attain success in this world as well as the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of taqwa, and may He make us from the victorious and successful ones. Ameen. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, if you take the Quran, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the divine word of Allah azza wa jal, He, our Maker subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promises upon a number of things across the Quran. He promises, He takes an oath upon a number of things, upon a number of His creations across the Quran. For example, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا Allah promises upon the sun. وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا Allah promises upon the moon. وَالْفَجْر Allah promises upon dawn, upon daybreak. وَاللَّيْل Allah promises upon the night. وَالضُّحَى Allah promises upon forenoon. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal promises وَالْعَصْر upon time in general. We just mentioned wal-duha, wal-fajr. Allah is promising upon different portions of time. And then wal-asr, upon time in general. And the scholars of tafsir, they highlight, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises upon something, it is to indicate the importance of that matter or thing. So if Allah is promising upon time, it is to highlight to us, it is to point to us, the importance of time. The importance of time. If we look from the Gregorian calendar, not that, you know, I'm not talking about celebrations, I'm not talking about giving the Gregorian calendar importance over the Islamic calendar. What is relevant for us as Muslimun is the Islamic calendar. But yet, in today's context, at work, at school, we generally go with the Gregorian calendar. And the point is not about 2019, not about 2020. It is to highlight the importance of time. We're coming to the end of a year from the Gregorian calendar. 2018 is coming to an end, and 2019 is going to commence. And I thought it befitting, I thought it appropriate to remind ourselves in regards to the value of time. Think about it. 12 months, or some time back, last year, there may have been people in this congregation, people you know, there may have been people in your family, there may have been people in your company, in your workplace, there may have been people in your school, in your class, that are no longer with you, they have passed away. Likewise, we don't know in another year's time as to whether we are going to remain or are we going to pass away as well. Imam Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah is reported to have said that, O son of Adam, O son of Adam, you are nothing but a number of days. You are nothing but a number of days. When a day passes by, a part of you has disappeared. A part of you has disappeared. Take on average, if you are going to live for 70 years, and 70 years in today's context, this generation, it's a long shot. It's a long shot. With the sicknesses that are around us, with the problems that we have, the stress and whatnot, living up to 60 itself is a challenge. But on average, let's say if an individual were to live for 70 years, multiply that by 12, he has 840 months with him. 840 months. Think of it this way. Think you have a bottle with some stones or some marbles inside that bottle. Let's say you put 840 marbles inside that bottle. You need to put aside 12 marbles each time a year passes. 12 marbles. And those 12 marbles, you're never ever going to be able to put them back into that bottle. In other words, you're not getting those 12 marbles again. Subhanallah. And what guarantee do we have that we're going to live till 70? If you are 20 now, what guarantee do you have that you're going to live until 30? If you are 30, what guarantee do you have that you're going to live until 40? For that matter, what guarantee do we have that we are going to walk out of these doors? What guarantee do I have that I will get down from this minbar? What guarantee do we have that we will finish praying Salatul Jumu'ah today? What guarantee do we have that we will eat lunch today? This is life. So don't you think that we have to make the most out of the time that we have with us, the valuable seconds that we have with us, the minutes that we have with us? Subhanallah. Don't you think that we should make the most out of it? On average, based on statistics, on average, every second, not minute, every second, two people pass away. Four people are born into this world every second. A second passed by, two people have passed away. Another second, two people have passed away. Another second, two people have passed away. Another second, two people have passed away. In the next second, it could be you, it could be me. Are we ready? Are we ready to pass away? Are we ready to leave everything? Are we ready to meet Allah? Have we invested enough for the next life? Have you ever sat down and thought about the legacy that you are going to leave behind? How are you going to be remembered? Are you going to be remembered as a good individual? Are you going to be remembered as a bad individual? Are you going to be remembered as a mediocre individual, in the sense you have not achieved anything apart from being selfish and only thinking about yourself? Subhanallah. Our deen is so beautiful that it makes us think long term. It makes us think of Al-Akhirah, and it also makes us think of the legacy that we are all going to leave behind. Some of us, we haven't even thought about our legacies. We haven't even thought about our legacies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Noble Quran, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. In the sense, what you are sending forward, or what you have already sent forward, it has been recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does Allah mean when He says what you have sent forward? In other words, your good deeds. Your good deeds are what you are sending forward. Your good deeds are what you are sending forward. Today you do a good deed, you have sent it forward, you are going to see it when you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says in that same ayah, and likewise we have written down, we have recorded their footprints. Athar. And scholars of tafsir, they interpret this as being your legacy. Your legacy is recorded as well, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. Let me give you an example. Mind-blowing. Look at the people of the past. Think about the people of the past. Let's give you a few names. I'm not going to the time of the Sahaba. The Sahaba are giants. Giants in terms of their legacies, subhanallah. But let's talk about individuals after the Sahaba. Let's take one individual. His name was Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. Today, my dear brothers in Islam, there is not a single Islamic gathering, I'm sure, there is not a single khutbah that is delivered except that the name of Imam al-Bukhari is taken. The name of Imam Muslim is taken. Because when we mention a hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we mention the hadith and we say Rawahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim. This has been recorded by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahimahumallah. I'm sure that the leaders of the time of Imam al-Bukhari have been forgotten. The political leaders of the time of Imam al-Bukhari have been forgotten. The kings during the time of Imam al-Bukhari have been forgotten. The celebrities during the time of Imam al-Bukhari have been forgotten. But until today, we have not forgotten Imam al-Bukhari. We have not forgotten Imam al-Shafi'i. We have not forgotten Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, Imam ibn al-Qayyim, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Because of the legacies that they left behind, they remembered until today and they will be remembered for a very long time, inshallah ta'ala. So they have succeeded. They have amassed colossal rewards. Colossal rewards. If you are following the rulings of Imam al-Shafi'i to pray your salah, for every salah that you pray, he is getting rewards as well. Subhanallah. Look at that. Intelligent investment. For every prayer that you pray, following the madhab of Imam al-Shafi'i, he is getting rewards as well. For every ruling that you follow, explained by Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah, he is getting rewards as well. Long-term investments. If you are an intelligent businessman, you will think, I have this much of money, X amount of money as capital. I need to invest it wisely where I can reap a good and stable amount of profit for a long time. Likewise, in terms of your good deeds, in terms of your sadaqah, in terms of your zakah, in terms of your deeds, do deeds that will reap long-term rewards. Long-term rewards. It's all about maximizing your legacy. And as believers, we need to sit down and think about it. Think about the time. Look, the time that is passing away, the seconds that are ticking away, you're never going to get it back again. Today's youngsters need to be told this. Today's individuals need to be told this. We waste so much of time. So much of time. And that time, we're not going to get it back again. Subhanallah. In terms of leaving behind a legacy, because the topic for today's sermon is the importance of time and planning your legacy. So I'm going to come to the part of planning your legacy, and I hope to share a few action items in terms of leaving behind a legacy. But one more thing before I move on to legacy. In terms of the value of time, you should know, my dear brother, my dear sister, my dear elder, my dear believer, my dear Muslim, you are going to stand in front of Allah. There is not a shadow of doubt in that regard. The day of Qiyamah is just around the corner. And then when you stand in front of Allah, every single deed of yours will be taken up. Every single action of yours, every single statement of yours. And it is not an impossible task for Allah to record all of your deeds and all of your actions. A few years ago, we had something called a floppy disk. The children in the crowd might not recall, but we had something called the floppy disk. 1.44 MB. 1.44 MB. What can you do with 1.44 MB? Nothing much today. Even a picture that you capture on your phone is bigger than that in capacity. But now, in 2018, moving on to 2019, we have tiny memory cards. Micro SD cards that run up to the TBs. 1 TB, 2 TB, 4 TB, however many TBs. A TB, 1 terabyte is 1,000 gigabytes, approximately. 1 gigabyte is approximately 1,000 MB. And we were talking about a floppy disk that was 1.44 MB. So in 1 GB, you have almost about 1,000 floppy disks. And then do the math for a TB. So my point, why am I mentioning all this, and perhaps I've lost some of you? To highlight that if Allah has given man the brain to come up with this technology, then think about the technology with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most definitely He can record every single action of yours, every single statement of yours. And it will all be put up on display on that day. On the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the day, He says, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةُ فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةُ يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَبِيهِ يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. فإذا جاءت الصاخة, and when the deafening blast will come to signify the commencement of doomsday, of judgment day. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. A day when a man will run away from his brother. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. A day when a man will run away from his own mother, from his own father. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. You will run away from your wife. You will run away from your children. Why? لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ. For every man, يَوْمَ إِذٍ, on that day, شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. He will have so much on his plate that he will have no time to look or think about others. He will run away from his wife because his wife will be looking to pin the blame on him. Ya Allah, he did not give me deen. My husband did not give me deen. He is to be blamed. The children will be looking for the father to pin the blame on the father. I was not brought up by my father. He did not spend time with me. He did not give me the teachings of deen to pin the blame on the father. Subhanallah. Father is running away from the children. Father is running away from the son. Husband is running away from the wife. Children are running away from their parents. On that day, we have to stand in front of Allah. As believers, we constantly need to remind ourselves about that day. We constantly need to think about standing in the court of Allah. Today, you can get away in the worldly courts. You can bribe the judge. You can bribe the officials. And you can get away, perhaps. But on the day of judgment, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Not an atom's weight of injustice will be served. Allah is the most just. So we need to prepare for that day, my dear brothers in Islam. And the best way to do that is in terms of planning our legacy. Now I'd like to share a few action items in terms of leaving behind a good legacy. Number one, knowledge. Without knowledge, you're going nowhere. You need to seek knowledge. The first ayah that came down was Iqra. Read. As believers, as Muslims, our community needs to be educated in regards to the knowledges of the deen. And in general, in terms of knowledge, we need to educate ourselves. How am I to pray? How am I to do business? How am I to conduct a marital life? How am I to be a good parent? How am I to be a good child, a good husband, a good father, a good wife, a good teacher, a good leader? We need to learn. We need to study. So there is this new set of days ahead of us, 365 days ahead of us. Let us intend firmly to seek as much knowledge as possible. Islam is a knowledge-based religion. Without studying how to pray, you can't pray. Without studying how to perform wudu, you can't perform wudu. Without studying how to go on umrah, you cannot go on umrah. Without studying how to perform hajj, you cannot go on hajj. Without studying how to give out zakah, you cannot give out zakah, and it will not be accepted from you. Can you stand up for Salatul Jum'ah and say, you know what, today I'm going to pray entirely sujood. No ruku, no qiyam, no reading Suratul Fatiha, just sujood. I'm going to stay in sujood for 10 minutes and that is my salah. Will it be accepted from you? It will not be accepted from you. You have to pray as per the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or how about if an individual says, you know what, today my prayer, I'm going to stand in the sun for 10 minutes. That is my prayer for Allah, lillah. Will it be accepted by Allah? It will not be accepted by Allah. How about if one goes on umrah and says, I'm going to do tawaf 14 times, not 7 times, 14 times, or 10 times. Will it be accepted? It will not be accepted. Your tawaf has to be 7 circuits. You have to go Safa Marwa. You have to learn how to perform it. So you need knowledge. And today we have so many resources in terms of seeking knowledge. You have it online, you have it offline, you have it in the form of books, digital books, videos, in the form of going to scholars. You have local scholars, you have international scholars. You can sit down with them and seek knowledge. There is no excuse. Knowledge is in your hand, in your mobile phone. You can have apps that give you knowledge. You have access to YouTube videos that give you knowledge. You can read ebooks that will give you knowledge. So there's no excuse. In the past, yes. Maybe if you were in the middle of a jungle, you can say, I had no access to a library. I had no access to knowledge, to information. So, Ya Allah, excuse me. Today, we have no excuse whatsoever in terms of seeking knowledge. So number one, seek knowledge. Be a student at all times of your life. Trust me, every experience in your life teaches you something. The person next to you can teach you something. Don't think that you know it all. We cannot be experts and professionals in every field. You can be a doctor, but you can't. It is very, very, very rare. There are exceptions to the norm, but it's really rare to see a professional engineer who is a doctor as well. A doctor in medicine. It's almost impossible to see that. Because it's technically not possible to be able to be an expert in multiple fields. So if you are a doctor, you have so much to learn from the engineer. And the point being, each and every one of us, we have different talents. So we need to be able to identify our talents. Not everybody needs to become a scholar. Not everybody needs to become a great imam. You need to identify your talents and work on it to become an individual who contributes to society, who contributes in a positive way, who stays away from haram. You have talents inside you. It's all about identifying those talents, harnessing those strengths and working on it. Some of our youngsters, subhanallah, are wandering aimlessly. They have no goal ahead of them. They have no vision ahead of them. You ask them, what is your ambition? I don't know. I'm just going to business school. Or I'm just doing this. I don't know. Maybe we'll see. We'll see. It's constantly this reply. And therefore they waste a lot of their time. They start off on one particular stream, go down that stream for a couple of years, and then they feel like, you know what, this is not the stream for me. They switch to the next stream and go down that stream for a couple of years, and then they end up working at a company doing a job that they hate, that they despise. If only they had sat down initially, looked and explored within them, sat down with someone who could give them clear guidance, they would have been able to pursue their vision. They would have been able to form an ambition ahead of them, to form goals ahead of them, and they would have achieved those goals instead of wasting the valuable time that they had with them. So it's important. Number two, action item number two, we need to become active. A believer is active. Allah says in the Quran at the beginning of the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, qum al-layla illa qalila. O the one wrapped up in garments, qum al-layla illa qalila. Stand up in the night except for a little time. Sleep for a bit and indulge in ibadah the rest of the time. In another place, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'anthir, wa rabbaka fakabbir. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, again the one covered up. Stand up and warn the people. Wa rabbaka fakabbir, and glorify your Lord. Think about it, in the night it's so nice to be wrapped up in the blankets. It's so nice to be wrapped up in your cloak. It's so nice to be wrapped up in your garments. But then to stand up, to be active, it's difficult. But Allah commands us to be active. Sari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. Rush to the forgiveness of your Lord. Fafirru ila Allah. Run to Allah. Fastabiqul khayrat. Compete with one another in terms of good deeds. You saw the words? All active, proactive commands. Compete with one another. Run. Stand up. Full of activity. But subhanallah, when it comes to us, we are active, yes. We compete, yes. We are not lazy, yes. When it comes to dunya, when it comes to dunya, if there was an opportunity in the parking lot to make a million rupees after Salatul Jum'ah, we would all be there. We would all be, you know what? Not an opportunity to make a million rupees. Let's say if there was a sale in the parking lot, 50% slashed, 75% slashed, Levi's, Softlogic sale, we would all be there. We would be fighting. Let's say Black Friday is happening in the sale, we would be fighting, pushing, even squeezing the throats of one another to get the best deal. Dunya, we are ready to compete. Al-Akhirah, we are laid back. The Levi's t-shirt that you bought 50% off, 75% off, the mobile phone, the iPhone that you bought 50% off, 75% off. I'm not saying it's haram to buy. Buy by all means if you have the means to do so. Live a good life. There's no harm in that. As long as you don't forget Al-Akhirah. As long as you don't forget Al-Akhirah. My point being, this iPhone, you're not going to take it with you into the qabr. So know what you're going to take with you into the qabr. You're not going to take one single penny with you. You are going to take your good deeds. You say one subhanallah, a tree is planted for you in Al-Akhirah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, you read, man qara'a surat al-ikhlas. The one who reads, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدَ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدَ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدَ 10 times, a palace is built for you in Jannah. Allah, a palace. If the government were to tell you, if you were to get an SMS where the government or the president is telling you, read Surah Al-Ikhlas 10 times, you will get an apartment in Colombo 3. Will we all not read? We will read. We will keep reading. Apartment after apartment. Why? We are getting, you can see it in front of us. But at the end of the day, for 60 years, 70 years, you're going to live in that apartment and then that's it. In Al-Akhirah, you're going to live forever and ever. Khalidina fiha. You're going to live in there forever. So don't you need palaces? Don't you need gardens? Don't you need vehicles? Don't you want? Because once you go there, you can't do good deeds. You see, in Jannah, we won't have any sadness except for one sadness. And what is that sadness? We will sigh, sighs of regret. Oh, I should have said one more subhanallah, I will have one more tree. I should have read Surah Al-Ikhlas 10 times once more and I will have a palace for myself. Because you will not be able to do it in Jannah. This is the time for you to do it. This is the time to plant for Al-Akhirah. The next action item. Make dua. This is the last one and then we will wrap off inshallah. It is to make dua unto Allah. Without the help of Allah, you cannot do anything. You can't even lift your finger. You can't even lift your finger. So constantly keep making dua to Allah. Allah teaches us in the Quran to make this dua. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا. Oh Allah, bless us from our wives and our children. Make them a coolness to our eyes. وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And make us an imam for the people of taqwa. Now what do we understand from this? Are we making dua, oh Allah, make us the imam of the masjid? It is a great role, but that is not what is intended there. Ya Allah, make me a role model for the people of taqwa. To become a role model, you have to be a great individual. If not, people won't take you as a role model. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we take him as a role model because he was a great individual. The scholars of the past, the good people of the past, we take them as role models because they were good individuals. And as human beings, we generally want role models. We want people to follow. To do that, my dear, to become a role model, the final action item that is connected to dua, hang out with the right company. If you have people around you who are negative, they will never ever let you to aspire high. Like the saying goes, aim for the moon, at least you will fall by the stars. You need to aspire high. For that, you need people who are around you with high and powerful ambitions. If you have people around you who are negative, do you know the story of crabs? If you have a bucket, and if you put some crabs inside the bucket, do you know that the crabs will never escape? You know why? Each time a crab tries to get out of the bucket, the other crabs pull it back in. So the crabs never make it out of the bucket. Each time one tries to go, the others pull it back in. Likewise, there are crabs in our world, in our lives. Whenever you try to aspire high, they pull you down. They say something negative, they try to destroy you, they pull you down. If you identify such individuals, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Keep them at an arm's length. Don't let their negativity disturb you. You need to keep progressing and moving forward. You need to be an active individual. You need to be seeking knowledge. You need to be making dua. You need to be making the most of the time that Allah has given you. You need to be leaving behind a legacy that resonates, that echoes of goodness, of nobility, of righteousness throughout the annals of time, that people keep remembering you. Oh, so and so, he was this kind of an individual. That is the mission and vision of a believer. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, with that I conclude. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to make the most out of the time that we have with us, the little time that we have with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to do as many good deeds as possible. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to make the most out of the time that we have with us. May Allah azza wa jalla help us to cleanse our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to rid ourselves of all negative qualities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to become very productive individuals. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to stay away from the traps of shaitan. And just as how he united us here in this masjid, may he unite us in the gardens of Jannah with our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'wayan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.